An appeals tribunal has stayed an order by the lower body that had last week asked the administrator of Dewan Housing Finance Corporation Limited, DHFL, to table a settlement offer from promoter Kapil Wadhawan before lenders. This came after DHFL and No. 39, S. Administrator R. Subramanaya Kumar moved National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLA, on Monday challenging the order of National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT. And NBSP. Wadhawan, an accused in the Yes Bank loan bribery case, has proposed many times full payment to creditors including holders of non-convertible debentures and fixed deposits, suggesting no haircuts. And NBSP. Creditors led by State Bank of India, SBI, have termed Wadhawan and SQ's proposal as flimsy, replete with misrepresentations and falsehoods, and without financial backing or commitments. And NBSP. Billionaire Ajay Piramal led Piramal Group, which received the lenders and SQO, not for acquisition in January as well as the central bank and SQO's approval the following month, also moved NCLA challenging the NCLT order. And NBSP. In its appeal, Piramal observed that NCLT had reserved judgment in granting nod to the Piramal resolution plan in January 2021. And NCLA, almost 5 months later, the latest NCLT order will cause havoc with the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC, process and, hence, must be stayed, and NCLA, Piramal said, adding that Wadhawan and No. 39's proposal is neither a settlement offer nor a resolution plan. And NBSP. The administrator has also questioned NCLT order and SQO. S timing given that the bench is to retire in June and any delay could lead to a situation where the case would have to be re-argued before a new bench. And NBSP. The lender's appeal said, and NCLA, the order has the effect of creating a disruption from the strict discipline of the timelines set out under the resolution process and has the effect of compelling the COC, Committee of Creditors, to vote on a settlement proposal offered by Wadhawan, which the COC in its commercial wisdom had chosen not to. And NCLA semicolon and NBSP. The appeal has sought a direction from the NCLA to pass an order on the offer by the Piramal Group within 1 week. And NBSP. The matter is scheduled to be heard next on June 25th. And NBSP. DHFL, the first financial services firm to be dragged into bankruptcy on the order of the central bank, owes around 91,000 crore to various creditors which include mutual funds, banks, pension funds, insurance firms and retail investors. And NBSP. JP Infratech. Bankrupt real estate developer JP Infratech and SQO's promoter has urged lenders to consider a settlement offer first submitted before the Supreme Court in 2019. And NBSP. In a letter dated May 23, addressed to insolvency resolution professional Anuj Jain, executive chairman of Jai Prakash Associates Manoj Gaur has proposed to repay the debts without any NCLA, haircuts and NCLA, by making an upfront payment of 9,783 crore, doing land swap, and via long-term debentures with a total value of about 12,500 rupees crore. And NBSP. For home buyers, Gower has proposed to deploy 1,650 crore to construct units, of which 400 crore would be upfront. He also claimed the home buyers would get additional benefits including 2,987 crore compensation for delay, and that fixed deposits and dues of Yamuna Expressway Infrastructure Development Authority would also be paid back in entirety, as per the PTI. And NBSP. Lenders of JP Infratech had yesterday decided to defer vote on the winning resolution plan, giving 2 more days to Suraksha Group and state-owned NBCC, India, Limited for filing revised bids. And NBSP. On Friday, VC Circle had reported that, after the fourth bidding round, Suraksha held an edge over NBCC in the lenders and SQO vote that was to start today and last a couple of days. The troubled township developer has debt of around 22,600 crore under the insolvency process. And NBSP. The COC led by IDBI Bank and Home Buyers is scheduled to meet on Thursday and Friday to decide on the resolution plans by NBCC and Suraksha. And NBSP.